I'm gonna make you mine. name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Let me try this again. God, what's happening here? Okay, I've got a new mic here. Maybe that's not the right mic. Hold on. Ah, typical. Let me move this one over. Maybe this will work. All right, guys.
Is that better? Oh, yeah. Way better. All right, cool. This is the mic. All right, so let me start all over again. My name's Anita B. I am here with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver on the campus of UBC. All right, that's much better. That one mic really was not seemingly working. Oh God, there's so many mics here now. All right, point is, let's talk about music. Let's find out who that was. That was a band I came across that are pretty amazing. They're called Jen and the Degenerates. They are out of England. They met as students at a school in Liverpool. They are young. The lead singer, her name is, I've got it right here. Her name is Genevieve Glynn Reeves. She's 22. And they have a new album out. And I played the first track off that. The album is Anti-Fun Propaganda, and Girls is the name of the song. All right. How fun was that? Love it. She's got a good little soul, I can feel already. All right. It is 6:38. It looks like I have another mic I need to move around. This show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, runs every second week. That's how that works. 6:30 until 8. The date is now April 17th. April 17th, which means my regular ski season has ended. That's my passion. That's my therapy. It's everything to me. It makes me happy. And so I'm now like, oh boy. I guess I need to get into something else. But anyways, I might do another trip. Like Whistler is technically the Whistler side versus Blackcomb is open until May 20th. Maybe I'll do one more trip up that way. I don't know. But it was a very spotty season. That's maybe the most positive thing I could say about this last year in terms of snow. Many days, many weeks, there was little to no snow. But what can you do? I don't know. But I guess I need to get myself my gears shifted. Maybe I'll play golf. I did that the last couple of years. Is my passion still there for golf? I don't know. I hurt my arm. I think the passion is there, but I broke my arm New Year's Eve. And I'm still trying to make it work properly. So that's a thing, including my rib, but the rib's fine. But anyways, now the arm, I don't know. And apparently what I injured was in the rotator cuff department. So that seems like a golf situation. I don't know. Whatever. But let's move on. Let's hear some new music. So that was new, by the way. New stuff from Jen and the Degenerates. Now we're going to move into Soft Cult. So let's make sure I've got this all set up. Yeah, okay. The song we're going to hear from Soft Cult is also new, and it is called, hold on, I got it right here, Spiraling Out. Spiraling Out. I've played these guys a couple weeks ago. Or sorry, a couple shows ago, maybe three shows ago. I'm not sure. What was I going to say about them? They're actually Canadian. They're out of Kitchener, Ontario. And they are a two-piece. Here we go. Let's see. They consist of, hold on a second here. They're twins. Look at that. Even more interesting. Twin siblings, Phoenix and Mercedes Amhorn. And there you go. So let's take a listen to this song. This is also new, as I mentioned. So let's hear Spiraling Out. And you can find that on their album. Hold on, I should have it here. Song. I think it's... Is it just... It doesn't matter. I'll confirm this. It may just be a single here. But it is new. All right. Here we go. Let's listen to Soft Cult here on CITR 101.9. Nope, hold on. I thought I stopped that. There we go. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is the Swedish band Sweet Teeth from their 2021 album Acid Rain. We heard a killer track, My Heart is Big and Broken. And right off the bat, the first time I heard that song, I was like, that is very Replacements. Like, yeah, they cite them as an influence for sure. Yeah. All right. Before that, we heard something from 1971. The Keith Richards song, sung, Little T and A from Tattoo You. I love that song. So if you don't know, Little T and A, She's My Little Rock and Roll is like the refrain of the song. And apparently it's about a groupie that he had spent a night or two, quote unquote, with, and he'd had like some of the best times of his life. And there's a lot of speculation as to who that song was written about. Cynthia Plastercaster comes up. Kind of interesting and such a great song. I love that riff. All right, before that, we heard something from the Kitchener, Ontario band Soft Cult. It was a single. It's called Spiraling Out. It is new. All right, it is 6:53. Y'all have another hour and 7 minutes avec moi before Anita B, that is me, has to go. All right. Already April 17th. I can't believe it. I love to give the snow report, but I can't. It's too depressing because nobody cares. Maybe the Whistler snow report. Maybe next time I come. I might have one more day of skiing up at Whistler. I don't know. But let's just do regular weather. How does that sound? Weather, Vancouver. In case you're curious, CITR is located on the campus of UBC. All right, let's take a look here. And it's shining brightly, that sun. It is happening. So it's nice. My mood is pretty good. I love the sun. So, all right. Tomorrow is Thursday, April 18th. We have a high of 15 degrees, mainly sunny. Friday the 19th, high of 16 and also sunny. All right, then we hit the weekend. So Saturday is a high of 14 with periods of rain. Sunday, 13 with variable, you know, cloud and sun. All right, that is that. That's exciting. Okay, it looks like the nights are, you know, lows of anywhere from like 5 to 8. So it looks like we're out of that like frost zone. Okay, what do we got now? Ooh, we've got, this is exciting. I'm really stoked about this next artist. This is Kate Clover. Okay, let me go with my songs here. Okay, so Kate Clover is, yeah, here it is. We're going to hear the song No More Romance. And this is off brand spanking new album called The Apocalypse Dream. She is LA. She's all at Los Angeles. And she cites bands that have like influenced her as a lot of bands that I love. So for example, hold on, I'm just looking at this here. Chinese Rocks. Well, she likes Iggy Pop, right? Johnny Thunders. Death Valley Girls, etc. She's played with those bands. The Exploding Hearts. That's where my brain could not go. Of course, I'm trying to remember it. The Exploding Hearts are one of my favorite bands. Maybe I'll play some Exploding Hearts, as a matter of fact. Maybe I will, yeah. So she just got off tour with the Hives, which is very cool. Maybe I should play some Hives as well. I'm feeling very rock and roll tonight. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, let's hear this song of hers, which is pretty killer, as I mentioned. This here, folks, is Kate Clover. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thoughts away. Circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me. We'll be right back. sweet. How the notes all bend and reach above the tree.
Soft in your newborn skin, only one.
All right. CITR is where you're at. That right there was awesome. That was Big Thief featuring Adrian Lenker. So Adrian Lenker is amazing. I love Adrian Elizabeth Lenker. I'm going to talk a little bit about this individual. But that was Big Thief, of course. And I really got into those guys. For a while, I was just kind of only playing Big Thief. But you can find that song, Simulation Swarm, on the 2002 release with a very long name. It is Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. That is that. All right. Neutral Milk Hotel, we heard before that, from 1998 and their second album, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, we heard the title track. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff there. And what can I tell you about Neutral Milk Hotel? Well, basically, they were a Merge Records band. Remember when Merge? I mean, Merge is still a thing. But it's just like, I remember the late 90s. That was like my era where I was like obsessed with any and every band. I would like, I mean, this is like just when the internet was starting to become a thing. But, you know, in the mid 90s, early 90s, late 80s, I would buy like all the magazines, like all the chart magazines and New Music Express or whatever it was. And I'm just like laughing about how much easier all that kind of stuff is to all of us today, because you just have to literally click a few buttons and you can find music. And back then, those people who were interested in music had to work for it, and it made you dedicated is the word I guess I'm looking for. I guess there was something super special about that era. And I remember people who were super into Neutral Milk Hotel. They're from Ruston, Louisiana, of all places. And I say of all places because I actually went on a university tour, a college tour down in Ruston. I had applied to Louisiana Tech. That's right. Louisiana Tech. That's right. For architecture. I ended up going to another school in Louisiana. Not LSU. USL, which is now the University of Lafayette. The University of Louisiana at Lafayette. ULL. But I spent some time down in the South a few years, and very fond memories. So anyways, Neutral Milk Hotel out of Louisiana. All right, before that, let's see what else we have here. Lots of good stuff. I'm enjoying my show, I must say. The Hives. We heard something off their newest album released last August, which is called, the name of the album is interesting, The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons, but the name of the song is awesome. Bogus Operandi. There you go. The Hives are out of Sweden. They are the like ultimate garage rock band, pretty much. When you look at the dictionary definition of garage rock, basically you see the Hives. They played a lot of shows with Vancouver's Smugglers, the Smugglers, who are Mint Records band. Maybe I'll play the Smugglers soon too. And I'd seen them. I'd seen at least a couple shows of theirs playing with the Smugglers, as maybe one of the Commodore. The Smugglers are like pretty much my favorite local band. So good live. And Grant Lawrence, if you don't know who I'm talking about, he's the CBC guy, lead singer of the Smugglers. All right, what do we got now? We got something from a band called Play Dead. These guys are out of England. I do believe they're from London. Yes, they are a London trio. They have a new single out. It's called Pretty Little Things. And it's pretty awesome. So we're going to take a listen to that. Then we got Fiddler coming up. The time is 7:14. My name is Anita B, in case you're curious. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we're about halfway through my show. 6:30 to 8 every second Wednesday. Yeah, I think I covered it all. Okay, let's listen to some Play Dead. Do I have it? Yeah, I got it right here. Okay, sweet. Let's make sure I'm all set up. All right, cool, guys. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
If you don't know me by now, what are you got to know?
time to be alive. So much choice for little time. I'm an influencer. I'm an influencer. If you don't know me by now, why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? They say I've lost my morals, but the money's coming in, so who's laughing now? My waist is paper thin, I was born a pretty little thing. What's for lunch today? My fans need to see my plate. If you don't know me by now, why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me?
But you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back again. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One piece to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was quick, meaning a lot of those songs, they were pretty short. Well, there were two songs, and like, boom, boom. I'm like, oh my God, I can barely keep up. So let's find out who we played. I played. Me and my imaginary friends played. All right, speaking of playing, the first of those three songs was Play Dead. Now, Play Dead, we heard a single from those guys, or out of, I think I told you, England. That is correct. I believe London. All right. After that, we heard something from Perennial. Now, Perennial is a band, in case you don't know this, that is, quote unquote, self-described New England art rock trio. And I can't figure out where they are from in New England. So it's not always easy. You think it is, but they have a new four song EP out, and we heard the song Art History off of Lemon on Plastic. Very new. And then Panda Bear with Sonic Boom right there. We heard the song Edge of the Edge off of the 2022 album Reset. Now, Panda Bear, if you don't know, is actually a guy named Noah Benjamin Lennox. And he has played in different bands. Well, in particular, he was the co-founding member of Animal Collective. That is it. Animal Collective. That is who Panda Bear, he's that guy. Let's put it that way. All right. Now we're moving on to hear something from the band Fiddler. And Fiddler is in all caps, in case you're not sure. They're from LA. And do you want to know what it stands for? F-I-D-L-A-R. It's an acronym for Fuck It Dog, Life's a Risk. All right. It is gleaned from singer Zach Carper's former roommates. They went under the name Fuck the Clock. Anyways, these guys are skaters. They're in that whole scene. And let's find Fiddler. I had it right here. Let's see. The song we're going to hear is Centipede. C-E-N-T-I. Here it is. Centipede. All right. So let's take a listen to these guys. Yeah. And a lot of new stuff tonight, I got to tell you, without sounding cocky. I should be cocky. I'm like uncovering all kinds of cool new stuff. Now, this Centipede song is not new, but so far we've listened. Now, here at CITR, let me rewind a bit and say a new song is deemed such if it's within the past 6 months released. Okay. So I played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we have to keep it all down. We have to record it all. And if it's a female artist, we have to notate that, etc. Okay, now let's go to Fiddler. Yeah, here we are. This is a good one. All right. Let's see. Am I good? Yes, I am. Okay, cool. All right. You are listening to CITR, of course, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
My girlfriend says I lack empathy, thinks I'm a narcissist and I need gnarly therapy. I'm sober, not even amphetamines. This self-reflection makes my skin crawl like a centipede with 100 legs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she treats me like I'm in Blur. We're so depressed now, I don't think it's gonna work. I'll take my chances and you'll take my favorite shirt from 100 gecks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Send 100 texts. Yeah, yeah.
Down into a You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Scaculia, Talit, Sin, who Musqueam must stay.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is the band out of Anderson, Indiana, the Ataris, covering, of course, Bryan Adams with Boys of Summer. All right, that was released on their 2003 album, So Long Astoria. Before that, we heard just like a guilty pleasure because I can. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their 1982 album, Long After Dark, one of my favorite songs of all of his. Change of Heart, such a great song. Before that, we heard something from the local guys, six-piece band Dead Ghosts. New album out, just came out, Hippie Flippin' it's called. We heard Headed Home. And then before that, Kurt Vile with the song One Trick Ponies from his 2018 album Bottle It In. It's 7:46 and we're coming into the end of my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And we're going to go back to 2009 with the bomb-ass babe, Julian Casablancas. Oh, so gorgeous. If you've heard the name, you're like, that sounds familiar. If you don't know, he's the lead singer of The Strokes out of New York City. His dad actually is John Casablancas, the guy who had the modeling agency. I think his mom was a model. Yeah. And then you get him. So the name of the album we're going to hear this song, which is called 11th Dimension from, is Phrases for the Young. All right, so let's go there. And yeah, this song is so perfect. It makes me very happy. It's a great, like, get up and dance kind of tune. All right, here we are. This is Julian Casablancas on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back. have fallen turned to earth. Quietly as autumn comes, the days are getting shorter one by one. Waiting here for you, spinning on a shelf. I'm wasting my time waiting for myself. Behind my back, my fingertips, they hold a secret. I have to hold it lightly though, be very careful not to break it. I'm holding on to something lost, I should just let go and move along. When I'm fast asleep, it flutters in my palm.
All right, that right there is Catherine Calder out of Victoria. She is also, fun fact, the cousin of Carl Newman of the New Pornographers, and she spent some time with the band, actually, being in the band. We heard the song Slip Away from Are You My Mother. That song was actually written while her mom was dying of ALS. Absolutely gorgeous song, very meaningful. So we have 4 minutes or so left. My name is Anita B. It's been a slice. I'll be back in 2 more weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, every second Wednesday, 6:30 till 8. Until then, we will. I'll leave us with the Ravenettes. We're going to hear the song Bang. This is from their 2009 album, In and Out of Control. All right, folks. Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to find some sort of summer activity. The ski season is over, but I shall survive. I will find a new best friend. Okay, I love you all. This is the Ravenettes on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.